Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
If you've driven US 220 through Bath County and noticed two odd-looking structures, one round, the other octagonal, on the west side of the highway, then you've seen Jefferson Pools. It's one of the things that gave the town of Hot Springs its name. As we hear from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project, no one's allowed in the pools now, but that's going to change.
The stories by Allison Graham are reported with the Roanoke Times, and it's good news for those who have ever had the good fortune to visit the Jefferson Pools in Bath County, considered the oldest bathhouse structure in the United States, dating back to 1761. It's called the Jefferson Pools because Thomas Jefferson supposedly spent several weeks there in 1819, taking in the mineral waters that keep the water in the pools at 98 degrees year-round. Bath County ordered the historic bathhouses closed 3 years ago because of rotting structure. It was unsafe. So now the pools that are owned by the Homestead Resort have announced plans to renovate them. They've hired a Richmond architecture firm to kind of be true to the standard, at least of the design in 1925 when the Homestead acquired them.
Tourism is the number one industry in Bath County, and the Homestead's owner has been under a good bit of pressure to get the pools reopened as an attraction.
Many people were upset. They feel like the Omni Resorts, which owns the Homestead now, had been dragging its feet and was not making the necessary repairs. In fact, yard signs popped up around the community, kind of shame the Homestead for its inaction. It's a big draw for Bath County.
Renovation work on the pools is expected to take 12 to 18 months. David, our next frequently clicked story is by Peter Caltu with the Virginian Pilot. It's about how nature itself might combat rising waters along the Virginia coast.
A lot has been written about Virginia Beach being on the front line of sea level rise and what possibly the city could do. And it turns out perhaps one of their best weapons has been there all along, and that is the city's trees.
Of which the city has about 3 million, according to estimates. And David, the trees have a particular characteristic that's drawing a lot of attention.
The wetland forest, according to this story, they suck up 230 million gallons of water from the ground each day and pump it back in the atmosphere. So there's a move afoot to really focus on the backbone, the structure of their trees, to see if it may play a major portion in kind of the adaptation that the city will need if the seas continue to rise. So they are continuing to study this to find out the best places, the most vulnerable places, and places where perhaps city residents could be encouraged to plant trees and do conservation measures to help the city.
David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.